Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Don't you always want to be the best you can be?
The Frankie Boyer Show.
What is this?
It's more than a lifestyle show.
It's a show about living in today's world.
I think something is happening.
Frankie enthusiastically brings an amazing eclectic mix to the airwaves.
You got that right.
One of the reasons she's earned legions of loyal fans is very simple. When you listen to the Frankie Boyer Show, you just never know what's going to happen next.
So listen for yourself.
Here is Frankie Boyer.
And welcome. It is Frankie Boyer. So glad you're with us on Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. Well, if we go back, and I know for many of you it's hard to let go of your cell phones, your handheld devices, your computers, but years ago, we actually picked up a phenomenal publication to get our news and to find out what was happening in the world called Life Magazine. And joining me today is a gentleman who put together the most amazing stories from us and has covered so much information. Gerald Moore is with us. His new book is out. It's called Life Story, The Education of an American Journalist. So before we got television and all of our handhelds, it was Life and it was a weekly. And Gerald, nice to have you with us today.
Well, thank you, Frankie. It's very nice to be here.
So you were an editor, you were the writer, and you worked at the magazine when it was really the glory years before TV made it obsolete.
Yeah, that's true. I went there in the early 60s, and I was there, you know, when it folded in 1972, folded as a weekly.
Right.
And, I mean, it had some glorious years before that, but it burned brightly just before it burned out.
Yes, as the song says. So tell us the stories that you covered.
Well, the first national story that I did for the magazine was a report on LSD. And at that time...
Oh, my
LSD
God. What was the year? Wait a minute. Give us the year. LSD, Harvard, go ahead. Give us the year.
I believe that would have been 1965.
Yeah, yeah.
It was made illegal later that year, that fall. I think I did the story in March and April, and it was sort of rounded up with a lot of other drugs and made illegal that fall. But at the time that we went out to report on it, it wasn't, you know, a lot of people on the West Coast knew about it. A lot of people in New York and the East Coast knew about it, but it was not, you know, something that was commonly used or known at that time.
Yeah.
And so there was a lot of misinformation around about it, and we wanted to sort of report the phenomenon that all these people were taking trips, and also to try to bring some information about, you know, was it harmful, was it addictive, and so forth to the discussions.
So you went to a party where they were having. You went to an LSD party.
Exactly. That was the first thing that we did. I was working with a photographer named Larry Schiller, and Larry had found out about a party in West LA where a bunch of young people were going to take acid. And. And they agreed that we could come and, you know, interview them and photograph the party. We discovered quickly, you know, that not much happened till an LSD party. People people sit around and stare at the wall, and sometimes they giggle, and sometimes they cry, but it's not like people getting drunk or even smoking grass, you know.
Right. So there was so many, must have been so many stories. Is it fair to ask you what some of your favorite five stories would have been?
Well, you know, I did stories that were incredibly serious and I did stories that were happy and frivolous. I mean, one story that I did that I was in the not so happy category was, it was discovered that at the Arkansas prison farm that for years they had been killing prisoners and burying them on the prison farm. And when one of the Rockefeller brothers became governor of Arkansas and he hired a reform warden, all this information began to come out. And I went down and did a story on that. I called it Buried Secrets of a Prison Farm. And that was, you know, pretty macabre. On the other hand, you know, I did a profile of Walter Matthau, and I got to hang out with Matthau for weeks and went going to Hollywood parties with.
Oh, I bet that was fun, yeah.
And, Jack Lemmon and their wives, and it was, you know, glamorous and fun and good food.
Yeah. So the book, what was it like for you to go back in the archives and to write this book?
Well, it was really both fun and very interesting because I guess as I looked back on the 60s, I realized what a tumultuous and important decade that was. I think that a lot of us who were young then began to really question many of the assumptions that we had grown up with. You know, one was that, you know, the president never lies to you.
Right.
There, you know, you should always respect authority no matter what. And a lot of those, between the Vietnam War and the assassinations and the struggle for improved civil rights, those assumptions were all pretty badly shaken. And I wanted to leave a record of that. I wanted to talk right about both about observing those events, like the 68 convention in Chicago when the police rioted. I wanted to leave a record of those things, and also I wanted to leave a record of what it was like to live through them as a young man who found, you know, himself questioning a lot of the things that he'd been raised with, a lot of the ideas he'd been raised with.
As you look at the politics in the world today, and having had the breadth of knowledge and experience and the worldliness that you have experienced with Life magazine, I love that you're able to put that perspective for all of us. I think it's really important. Toward the end of the memoir, you wrote that it was the August 26th women's strike for equality. Tell us how it changed everything at the magazine.
Well, I should start off by saying that Life magazine had been a good place for women to work. We had some very senior women editors who ran important parts of the magazine, and there had always been a few women who were staff photographers at Life. But nevertheless, there was the glass ceiling, and there was the discrepancy in pay, and all of the things that were around then, and to some extent are still around. I think that as a male there, I thought the women were just fine. You know, they didn't seem to be unhappy, and there were important editors who were women. It never occurred to me that they were unhappy about anything until the day when I looked around and there were no women in the office. It was just bizarre. They just all disappeared. And I went next door to see, you know, where they'd gone. And I said, where are all the women? And they said, well, they're out marching for equality. And that was kind of the first I'd heard of it. So, you know, that was the day that Betty Friedan said, don't iron while the strike is hot. They were all marching down Fifth Avenue. And when they came back that day, the women were very, they were excited and they were energized. And I think, you know, it wouldn't be wrong to say filled with zeal. I think it really did raise some consciousness. After that, the managing editor made some very overt efforts to give women more responsibility, to make it possible for women to be promoted. Women could always be promoted, but it made it easier for them to be promoted. But that didn't change the glass ceiling at Time Inc. There were still no women in really high offices at the corporate level. That's since changed. I think Time Inc. had a female CEO not so long ago, but at that time, there were no women at the level of assistant managing editor or above. But that was, it really started to change that day. I'll tell you a funny story. After the march, we went down to have a drink, four or five women and a couple of guys and me. And one of the men at the table said, you ladies should go after Volkswagen. And we all looked at him, you know, why would they go after Volkswagen? He said, Volkswagen does not put a lock on the woman's side of the car. And there was this sort of, you know, we went on talking for a second, and then somebody said, the woman's side of the car?
Oh, that's fabulous, fabulous. The book is called, it's called Life Story, The Education of an American Journalist. I love the cover, by the way, Gerald Moore.
That was taken in 1967 during the riot in Detroit.
We've got to run, but this was absolutely, it's an engrossing memoir and an important one. Thank you so much for bringing your story to life. No pun intended. Please. And we'll be right back. It's Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio.
You're riding high in April, shot down in May, but I know I'm...
Did you know by age 35, most people start to notice the effects of declining hormone levels? Symptoms include lack of energy, less focus, decreased sex drive, weight gain, and poor quality sleep. DHEA is a base building block for hormones that keeps us feeling healthy and alive. DHEA helps men and women 35 and up to maintain youthful vigor, enhance mood and focus, and sleep better at night. Twist 25 DHEA cream puts exactly what the body makes naturally, bioidentical DHEA, on the skin where DHEA occurs naturally and can be processed. And when you feel your best, you look your best. It's the little things we do each day that make the big things happen. Visit twist25.com to learn more and order online, or call 888-489-4782. That's 888-489-4782. Look your best, feel your best with Twist 25 DHEA cream. That's twist25.com.
This is Ellie Cullen, registered nurse and founder of Your Future Health, a company that offers blood tests for disease prevention that allows you to take control of your health. Recently, Fox and NBC News featured Judy, one of our clients, who used our system to detect pancreatic cancer at its earliest stage, which she says saved her life.
I found the tumor from one of the deadliest cancers, even before I had any symptoms, thanks to Your Future Health. Finding this deadly cancer so early enabled my doctor to remove it before it spread. That was 2 years ago, and today I enjoy excellent health. I hope everyone who hears my testimony will be called to action to test with Your Future Health. And I know as a nurse, if you wait until you have symptoms with pancreatic cancer, it is often too late. Having this test done early saved my life.
Call Your Future Health at 877-468-6934 or visit yourfuturehealth.com.
I've owned my company for 14 years now, and I can tell you that payroll is a four-letter word. I hate doing it. It eats up hours I don't have, and it costs me money I could be saving, but my accountant's too expensive, and I'm not sure who to call, but I know I need help.
We're Paychex, and we take all the hassles out of small business payroll. We save you time and money. It's easy. Call, fax, or give us your payroll information securely online, and we take care of the rest. We calculate the correct taxes, manage payments and direct deposits. We even send out your checks. Payroll doesn't need to be a four-letter word anymore. We're so sure that we can save you time and money that we'll give you a month's payroll free. Just for calling 877-726-3369. Get 1 month's payroll for free. Call Paychex right now. 877-726-3369. That's 877-726-3369.
All right, guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's going to get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-933-5775. That's 800-933-5775.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. It's Frankie and Boy. I was just going to say Frankie and Max because that was my father's name. It's so funny. Welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. And joining us today from Max and Jane, which I was trying to get out, is Susan, who is really Jane. It's so confusing. And welcome. I'm just going to call you Jane. How's that?
That's perfect.
Okay.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. And you are the makers of the most gorgeous product line. I mean, I'm over the moon for your products, but I just sprayed your toner. I keep it by the radio show. Uh-huh. You know why? Because the smell is so, I just find it so soothing and so wonderful. Like I can picture myself in the field of flowers.
Well, that's exactly, you know, beautiful aromatherapy in every product. And so that's the way we like to wake up, and we like to pretend we're in some kind of heavenly existence, which we actually are out here. But even
well,
when
you're
I'm
in the Red Rocks.
Traveling.
Yeah, you're in the Red Rocks of
New Mexico.
The mountains in New Mexico. Yeah. And tell us a little bit about how this creation came about. It's a great, really neat story.
Well, you know, I found a fantastic partner who we're now actually engaged to be married. And, you know, we've been living up here for 4 years, and we decided we had to have another business in after our first retirement, a business together. And we didn't want to leave this little paradise that we've got here on the side of the mountain. So we began to farm sustainably, and we really got into the sustainable organization here in the valley and tried to help a lot of other people start not living off the grid. We actually live in luxury, but we do live off solar. And we started growing flowers and herbs and realized that we needed to make an end product and we needed to protect our own skin from being out in the sun and at high elevation for, you know, so many hours of the day. So we have a pond and fountains, and we terraced 9 areas on the hillside here with rock 4 years ago. We actually moved the rock and built the soil and began to plant, and we love every minute that we're outside. I mean, it's gorgeous in every direction here, so we're really blessed, and it's a great way to live and give back to the community.
I love it. And so you've come up with a product line. Tell everybody about what's in the line, because it's for men and women.
Yeah, it's for men and women, and sometimes even children are using it. So we have basically 7 products. And the very first one that we made is the skin nutrient, which is 11 oils infused with 22 herbs. And all of those ingredients are anti-redness and anti-inflammatory, and they do smell pretty heavenly. So the number one ingredient in the skin nutrient is sea buckthorn oil. So we grow, I think we started with 140 bushes, maybe we have 350 now. And these are gray-green kind of leaves that you know, they make little tiny flowers in the spring, and then in the fall, the branches hang down with these orange berries. And when you press the berries, you get multiple omega-3, 6, 7, 9, but mostly omega-7, which is really being touted as the new anti-aging oil. So everybody.
I was going to say, yeah, this was the big buzz at Expo West a few last month. Yeah.
Yes.
Big buzz
over there. And so that's interesting. It's a good thing we grow our own, because last year, if we had needed to buy that supply organic from a worldwide source, they were sold out by halfway through the summer, because omega-7s being sold in capsules now for anti-aging, as well as being used in skincare and topical products. So we would not have been able to get an organic source, but since we have our own, we're covered. So that's a good thing. And we actually partner now with other farmers in the valley who grow sea buckthorn for us. So, you know, we've got a great supply here, and it's a fantastic thing to have. Brings money into
and
the valley for other people.
So you make a wonderful mask, which I just love, a lavender mask.
Mm-hmm.
You do an eye cream with cucumber.
Right, which I know is your favorite.
I love that. I just love it, yeah.
Good.
And they're non-invasive. These products are so easy to use. They don't make your skin. I'm super sensitive, so I can't use a lot of eye products because they make my eyes puffy. They just increase the puffiness, which is what you don't want. And most mainstream and even natural products make my eyes puffy, but your product does not. So I just have to say, congratulations! You're making a fabulous eye product, but you do a whole skincare line, cleanser and toners and all those wonderful things. And so, how is it going? How's the business going with Max and Jane?
Well, this year is kind of an explosion year. So this is our third year from the first product that we made. And the first 2 years, you know, a lot of hard work and getting out there and getting wholesale accounts and retail accounts. And we actually didn't really know who our customer was. We thought it would be estheticians getting it out, and they were great to us. Co-ops came on board next, the natural living and green living stores, and that really, we got a lot of support from them last year, and so that expanded out of New Mexico and into Colorado and down into California. And this year is an explosion year. So this year we're actually going to hire some additional staff, which is great because, you know, that's what we want to not just have the business be successful and the farm be successful, but also we want to share the products. I mean, the products are really amazing. They have a beautiful aromatherapy when you put them on. They work beautifully. One of my daughters actually is an esthetician in San Francisco. She runs Skin Salvation. She's the manager, and their clients are so sensitive, super, super, super sensitive. And so we definitely have always formulated for the person who's unable to use a lot of other products, you know, not to say that you couldn't ever have an allergy to a product, but ours are very, very, very gentle and yet thorough on your skin. So that's important to know.
So what's it like for you to be working with your soulmate and to have created this new business from nothing, 3 years and into retirement, and you know what, the heck with retirement, let's do this. What's the business piece of it been for you guys? Has it been challenging?
Well, it was challenging because it's a new world of electronics, and so at our ages, you know, we had to pay people to do websites and figure out, you know, all the social media, Instagram and all those things, and we've finally gotten fairly decent, I think. But it was complicated, so it cost some money to get that done, and we're on our third iteration on our website, actually. So, you know, we weren't good enough in the beginning, and it was a learning curve. So the website is maxandjane.com. And Max and Jane is found under Google words and so on as one word. There's no space in between it. It could be lowercase or it could be capital. But if you go for Facebook Max and Jane or maxandjane.com, the website, you need to run the word together in order for it to come up first.
Yeah. And we will have Jane back on because this is a wonderful line, doing good for the world, putting together a spectacular heirloom, gorgeous herbs and the old art of creating products, which is so nice with no parabens and no chemicals and no junk fillers in them. And so maxandjaneoneword.com. Thank you so much, Jane.
You're welcome. We do have a coupon code up for you on the website. Anyone that wants to order product, if they use FB25, they'll get 25% off.
That's pretty awesome. FB25, awesome stuff. I wish you said it earlier. Thank you so much, and we'll have you back again. It's Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay.
Hi, I'm Nancy Rothner, creator of Pinch Me Therapy Dough. Pinch Me Therapy Dough is a soft, pliable, moldable clay infused with spa-quality scents and oils. It provides a fast and effective way to quickly de-stress. Simply knead the dough between your fingers and let the calming begin. For the last 15 years, I've worked in the field of holistic stress reduction and have seen what works. With stress at an epidemic, I felt a need to have a portable and effective way to de-stress and create a Pinch Me. As we all experience stress, this multi-sensory approach offers a quick way to recalibrate and get back to center. I also believe in paying it forward and have aligned with Bootstrap USA, a company dedicated to providing holistic stress relief for our soldiers that are suffering with PTSD. Every container purchased helps fund a soldier's stress relief training with Bootstrap USA. For more information or to purchase Pinch Me, go to pinchmedough.com. That's pinchmedough.com. And join us on our quest to reduce the stress, one container at a time.
And now, a touching moment while staying in touch with GEICO.
Just the other night, as I gazed up into the sky, I saw a shooting star. In that moment, I made a wish that GEICO would be available 24/7, by phone, on the web, or with the GEICO app. After that, I realized my wish had already come true. So basically, I had just wasted a perfectly good wish. Then I started to think about dolphins and felt better right away.
GEICO. Anywhere, anytime.
When you've got a specific job to do, you bring in the specialist, the edger, the trimmer, the leaf blower, other tools that end with er. Good thing there's VP Small Engine Fuel, now just $4.99 at Napa, with no mixing, no measuring, and no mess. $4.99 VP ready-to-use small engine fuel burns cleaner, so all your lawn equipment runs smoother, better, and other adjectives that end with er. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 4/30/16.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today.
800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back. It's Frankie Boyer. You know, as women, we tend to have needs that men probably do not understand, and a lot of women are not willing to talk about. It's a very delicate subject, but joining us today, thank goodness, is a doctor that does understand. He has been an expert in the field of women's health for over 30 years. He's a board-certified gynecologist, an expert surgeon, and compassionate physician. His name is Dr. Ronald Blatt, and he is has built one of the world's top healthcare practices in New York City, where he is chief surgeon and medical director of the Manhattan Center for Vaginal Surgery and the Manhattan Centers for Women's Health, located in New York's East Side. And it is such a pleasure, Doctor, to welcome you to the program.
Well, thank you so much for having me.
We are not really there. There are so many things that happen with women. They have children. After we reach menopause, sex becomes painful. Things that we don't really share with a lot of people. We don't talk about. But you address these very delicate areas. Not only do you address them, but you've also created a product line to help women. Share a little bit about the philosophy and what women are going through and why this is such an important subject to say out loud and to no longer keep in the confines of a doctor's office.
Well, yeah, you've alluded to it a bit already. Women for menopause. Women go through a change because menopause, when their ovaries no longer produce eggs and the estrogen level declines. And this causes some significant changes in women's health physically and emotionally. And as you said, a lot of times for years, this is really not talked that much. We're kind of just like swept under the table and kept quiet. And just in general, women's health issues are being discussed more and more these days, and it's no longer a taboo subject, and it shouldn't be. It's a normal part of life. And part of this is that as women's bodies ages and with the decrease in estrogen, there's changes in the vaginal area and whole pelvic area, and which causes significant problems with social and sexual life. Specifically, the lack of estrogen causes the vaginal tissues to called atrophy, which means they kind of thin out, and this thinning out and cause painful intercourse, can be just uncomfortable in general, can cause vaginal dryness, just women in general feel uncomfortable. Sex can become anywhere from uncomfortable to painful to actually impossible to have, and this then translates to interrelational problems, where the husband is still, wants to have intercourse, and the women either dread having it or refuse their husband, and this affects our relationships. And up until now, people haven't discussed these things or not much. And now it's becoming more in the open than it as it should be, and there are different ways to treat this so that women don't have to suffer at this time of life.
Right. So there's a lot of products that you see advertised on television, but you also have some more non-prescription products. Tell us about your line that you've created.
Okay. Well, I'll tell you a little bit of how this kind of started. It started many years ago. My original office in Manhattan was on 86th Street and Park Avenue. And so a lot of my patients were middle-aged or a little bit older, but in that part of town, which is a wealthy part of town, the women would come in and they'd be immaculately dressed, their makeup was perfect, their hair was perfect. And then when I'd go to do my GYN exam, I'd say, wow, the external genitalia was kind of dry and flaky and saggy. And it just occurred to me these women are taking care of their whole body, but not their external genitalia. And they just kind of didn't think about it. So at the time, I said, one day I'm going to develop a line of products, and one of the first products will be an external vaginal moisturizer for the external tissues, so keep them moist, firm, and basically attract them younger looking. So that was kind of the germ of the idea, and it took many years, but eventually we started with that product and created a line of products with the menopausal woman in line, although not always for them. So we have the external vaginal moisturizer, which actually is being reformulated that right now to be back on the market within months. And we also developed a internal vaginal moisturizer and a personal lubricant. And when I developed these, I wanted to make them different than things over the counter. I wanted to use more of a medical bent to them, kind of make them just not just a simple thing, but something that really medically can help with. And to that extent, I'm a clinician. I'm not a researcher, so I didn't go into the lab and pull bottles off the shelf and create these formulas. You know, we went to a whole bunch of different labs till we find the right lab who kind of understands what I wanted to do. And then, you know, explain to them exactly what I want, which is kind of a natural type of products which don't contain chemicals, no parabens, no fragrances which can be irritating, no estrogens or hormones, but they have to just be more than just your typical over-the-counter product. I want them to actually do something as far as increasing, firming the tone, increasing collagen, increasing oxygenation with anti-aging elements, to scavenge free radicals. They're all with kind of an organic type of quality, so it's not as minimal chemicals, more organic. And so when you found the right lab and found the right biochemist, and it took months, if not years, going back and forth and back and forth until we got the right products that initially our whole team, if we kind of got ones that we liked, we give it to our friends and relatives and make sure that they liked it, and then you have to go through product testing and bigger trials and all that.
Sure.
The product line. Which
now, would these products be better than the prescription products that are available for women, or is it a combination of both? And for many women, there's hormone replacement therapy. I'm wondering your thoughts on that. There's something called seed therapy without the estrogen.
Hormone replacement therapy was the standard for many, many years. And so, in my younger years of training, you go to conferences and grand rounds and all, it was the normal. You know, women, when you went through menopause, it's better to put them on hormone replacement therapy. It actually reduced heart disease, and it was good for them. And then finally, there was a really large government study for 10 years with basically using nurses. And after this 10-year study, and it looked at all statistics, a lot of this turned out to be not true. And so that the heart disease really was not improved. Actually, there was probably increased risks of heart disease and maybe strokes, and possibly a very slight increase of breast cancer. So that's changed everything a lot, whereas hormone replacement, which was kind of the norm, is now used occasionally. If you have very severe symptoms of hot flashes, it's acceptable to use that, but you want to use the lowest dose at the shortest amount of time. That's kind of the standard now. For the vaginal symptoms we talked about, the prescription medications are estrogen-based, and they do work well, but once again, you're dealing with hormones which can be absorbed into the bloodstream, and so you worry about the risks. Though it should be small, there still are some risks. And
yes.
The whole idea of our product line to get as good a quality as we could without hormone-based therapy.
And seed therapy without the estrogen?
Seed therapy, I'm not familiar with that.
The pellets that are injected? Yam pellets, have you heard about that? It's kind of a big thing.
But they do not contain any estrogen?
No. Their base is yams.
I've heard of something like that, yes. Unfortunately, but I've heard minimal about that. Once again, this is kind of individual. A few patients, I think, have mentioned something like that. But I don't know enough about it as far as success rate and how people feel about that.
But the bottom line is that by having you on today, Dr. Blatt, this is opening up a conversation that maybe women have been silent about or afraid to open up. And so how do you go to your doctor and talk about this?
Honestly, I think times are changing, and even doctors are changing, where things that were just not talked about or just said, okay, you know, just take this and go away or not to worry about it or it's a normal part of life or not talk about it. So the patient should say, you know, doctor, I've been having problems. As you know, I'm now in menopause and I'm having problems with relations with my husband. What can you do for me or what can't you do? I should mention, besides my products, which you can get in about half the CVS stores around the country and online and some other lines, there's also something else which we've been using in my office called Mona Lisa Touch, which is a fractional CO2 laser, which is just came to this country a year ago. We were the first American to get this.
Yes, I've been hearing. And we're almost out of time. How can people find out more about you, the products, and your practice, Dr. Ronald Blatt, please?
Okay, well, let's see. The Manhattan Center for Vaginal Surgery.com, PrivateRx.com. We'll have a lot of information.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much. And please come back again. I know you're busy, but we'd love to continue the conversation. And this is Frankie Boyer, Biz Talk Radio. Stay tuned.
Staying healthy and building immunity begins in your gut, where an amazing 70% of your immune cells reside. So keeping your digestive tract healthy is imperative for ideal health. I'm Dr. Fred Pescatore, author and science advisor for Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics. And there's no better way to improve your digestive health than taking a high-quality probiotic. I recommend taking Dr. O'Hara's every day to rev up the immune system because it has carefully selected strains of beneficial bacteria that work synergistically to maximize health and improve immunity. His exclusive formula delivers live, beneficial bacteria that are easily absorbed and provides optimal digestive support, boosts immunity, and increases energy through better absorption of nutrients. Backed by over 25 years of scientific research, I believe that Dr. O'Hara's probiotic is the most powerful and effective probiotic available. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right, that's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
BizTalkRadio.com.
And welcome back, Frankie Boyer. And this is Biz Talk Radio, biztalkradio.com. Joining us today is Christopher Macklin. And Christopher Macklin is a health and wellness expert. And he helps people remove the negative energies from their lives and themselves, improving their health. He's an ordained minister and founder of Christopher Macklin Ministries, which is a nonprofit. And do I call it, what do I call you? Do I call you Reverend?
No, Christopher's fine, or Chris. That's okay.
Okay. Nice to have you. Nice to have you with us. Okay, so is this innate, or are we born with our optimism or our pessimism? Is it just that some people are naturally look at the glass? I tend to look at the glass half full. I have a friend who tends to look at the glass half empty. And no matter how hard you try to twist it and turn it, that's his belief system.
Absolutely. Well, I think a lot of people, you know, I mean, when you're born, you know, you're born kind of blockage free. And I think what happens is over a lifetime, you get experiences, you know, bad experiences, you get good ones, which are great, you know, for getting your vibration up and, you know, making you feel really good. And then you also get, you know, negative ones where, you know, and they can be very extreme. You know, people get raped, people get hurt, people get beaten, and all sorts of horrible things happen to them over the period of life. And it suppresses them a little by little. You know, their vibration drops. They store emotion over the heart. And a lot of people don't realize this, but emotion is stored like an onion, and the layers and layers of emotion you build up and build up over the years get more weighed down. And of course, if you look at Chinese medicine, you have energy flow through your body. You have energy lines. And one of the central ones is from the crown to the groin. And so if you block that, that's going to block energy from flowing down your body, and therefore it gets suppressed and you get like attachments. You know, you can get attachments. I mean, if you look at Jesus' teachings, he talked about demonic entities and attachments and things, and that's what happens. You know, when your vibration's in symbiote with low vibrational entities and things, they can get attached, and when they get attached, they stay there until you remove them. Now, it's so important to try and clear this heart chakra, and, you know, we do a lot of work for that, but also clear your life, you know. Like you say, I mean, if you've got people with a glass half full, they're just going to be grumpy and miserable. It doesn't matter what you do, and if they're in your inner circle of friends...
You mean half empty. You mean half empty.
Half empty.
Yes, yes. Yeah.
That's right. And so, you know, if you've got those sort of people and they don't want to change their lives, it's very difficult to operate with them because they'll drain your energy all the time, you know. So to me, it's about, you know, getting back up, ridding yourself of a lot of this emotion, and we have techniques to do that. And then once you've done that, you know, you're in a high vibrational state and you're leaping out of bed in the morning going, oh my God, I feel incredible. And that is a high vibrational state. That's the God space, as I call it, where you feel so incredible, you know, you and also it's important to look for your passion in life. You know, everyone's got a gift. And I'm a true believer in everyone's got a God gift. And so you don't have to work at it. It's just there. But a lot of people never find it, you know, and it's sad because when you find that gift, you get abundance flowing, you know, you get the fire in your belly to move forward with that gift. And it's really, life becomes really exciting. So, you know, it's important to start changing your thought patterns. And, you know, I lead the glass full and overflowing. You know, mine is absolutely abundant, and that's so important.
Sure. So how can you get people that are wondering, what is it that I'm supposed to do? What is my life purpose? How do I find it? You know, we're so busy, the busyness of living. And we were just talking earlier today with one of the former editors of Life magazine, and years ago that's how we got our news, was from a magazine. There wasn't the television, and it was radio, but it was, you know, life was so much different back then. Today we have so many distractions that people, I have one friend who doesn't like to be alone, and she doesn't know it. She's constantly moving, constantly busy, doesn't stay in, doesn't sleep in, doesn't just lounge and just do nothing in any day, but is constantly going.
Yeah, and that wears you out. And I think people are busy being busy because they think they've got to be busy. And if they're sitting down, I mean, one of the things I think is, you know, if you don't know much about meditation, just take the time and just allow your mind to wander and just allow yourself to sit down, relax that body, because that's really important. Even if you do that for 10 minutes a day, it'll make all the difference. Give yourself downtime. Give yourself you time, you know, because it's your time. You know, clear everyone else out, you know, go and lie on your bed and just give yourself that 10 minutes just to reflect and allow things to let go, you know. But people don't. And like you say, they're so busy. They feel as though they've got to do something every second of every minute of every day, and that's not the case. You know, you have to have some downtime. And I think another thing I always look at as well is I tell people to try and draw a circle 5 feet around them and say, right, this is your life. This is your economy. This is the people you want to have around you, and it's got to be a positive place. I can't tell you how many phone calls I get, you know, of people saying, well, I hate my life, I hate my job, I hate. And, well, you know, my answer is, well, why don't you change it right now? You know, if you hate your job that much, get out of it. You know, look for that passion and go with a gift, you know, get that gift out. My gift is healing. We do 48 healings a day, believe it or not, 5 days a week. We're booked up till the end of June because it works, you know. And I see the change in people. If I may give you an example.
Yes, please.
Last Mother's Day, I got a text. Now, I was just leaving the office at 6 o'clock to go and get my wife some things and some cards and things, and I got a text, my daughter's trying to commit suicide. Oh, goodness, you know. So I phoned this lady.
Oh, my gosh.
She's wandering around in the yard, urinating all over the place, trying to slit her wrists, horrible things. Anyway, cut a long story short. So I said, look, I can't do anything right now. Can you not let her out of your sight for 2 hours? Don't let her near anything that's going to harm her. And it's no problem. So I ran back, ran home, had
dinner. Oh, I can't believe we're out of time. Is she okay today?
Yeah, she's okay today, and, you know, just by that.
You have to come back, and I'm going to book you, and we're going to get the rest of the story, I promise. We'll get you back soon. Thank you so much. What's the best website?
Yeah, it's ChristopherMacklinMinistries.com, or you can give us a ring, 417-559-9894, or the office, which is 417-334-6200.
Thank you so much, Chris, and we'll be back next time. Thank you so much. This is Frankie Boyer for Biz Talk Radio. Thanks for listening, everyone. Make it a great day, and smile.
Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.